There is some new research that shows 1 in 4 sandwich generation Canadians expect to put their own financial goals on hold as a result of providing financial assistance to both their kids and their parents. Joining us to talk about this is our great friend Kelly Keene, personal finance expert. Hey, Kelly, great to have you back on the show.
Always great to be with you, Barb.
So what exactly is the sandwich generation?
Yeah, so this is a little bit more difficult to define than, let's say, a baby boomer or a millennial, where there's a really clear age group. So if you look it up on Google, it's going to say, those around 30 to 40 that are looking after an adult, after a child, and also one or more parents. But what I'm finding, talking to Canadians across the country and lots of people in the GTA is that they might be in their 50s and their 60s, and they now have parents living longer, so they've got a parent that they're helping out. They've got adult children who maybe haven't quite left the nest, keep coming back to the bank of mom and dad. So these sandwichers, as I kind of call them, have a lot of pressures. Like we're talking, you have me on your show a lot, Barb, talking about how many financial strains people have, and now this sandwich generation has, two different potential dependents pulling on them.
Sure. And I wanted to ask you about something you just mentioned. It does seem that this current generation of parents with kids are providing support to their kids perhaps longer than the previous generation did.
Yeah, 100%. And I was on your show last time talking about the survey that we did just about parents having to delay their retirement and paying off their own debt because of helping the adult kids. So you bring the parents into the mix. Now, what's interesting about this survey as well that I thought was really stand out was that of those surveyed, half did not know about the support that is out there via tax credits, government grants, scholarships, you name it, financial assistance. And that just means free money being left on the table. That's where, I really hope you're reaching out to someone like a certified financial planner that's going to see your blind spots because, this survey and in Ontario, the numbers were quite a bit higher. It was 40% were expecting to provide financial assistance and the national average was 30%. Now, you might not think of yourself as a caregiver. I looked after my mom and my stepdad, my husband's mom. Now, I wasn't doling out actual dollars, but I still was a caregiver, and that meant taking time off work, going to help them out with doctor's appointments, snow shoveling, lawn care, things of that sort. There may be tax credits for you. There may be things that you're, free money that you're leaving on the table, so you definitely want to either do some research yourself or reach out to a pro.
So that's really interesting. You are saying that even if you're not paying for them to be in a home or something like that, but you are helping them. And look, so many people are doing that for their parents. What kinds of tax credits would be available to someone like that?
Well, there are caregiver tax credits. There's also other supports. Let's say your family, maybe your parents are in a home and they need some extra care. You might be paying for that care where the government might be kicking in for that. Even if they're in a care facility, and the reality is a lot of siblings are having to maybe, bump up what the parents, their mom and dad's government assistance will pay. Maybe they don't want them in the government program. They want them in a retirement facility, and they're willing to pay for that. Make sure you talk to the retirement facility and make sure that it's being charged back to your parent in a way that can be deducted off your parents' taxes. And what that means is more money back in their pocket, which means less for you and your family to be dishing out. So you really want to dig into this. I think the other really big takeaway, Barb, is this is really hard. It's really hard to have the conversation with your kids if they keep coming back to the bank of mom and dad. It's really hard to have the conversation with your parents. Maybe for the first time, you're having the money talk with them. And they maybe don't want to have the money talk with you, and you're uncomfortable about it, but you know that there's an eventuality something will have to be done. Don't wait, if possible, till there's an accident or there's mental capacity is diminished, and now emotions are heated, there's a lot of stress, and you're forced to do something, but you don't know financially what's going on. If at all possible, you know, if someone's listening, hey, you know, talk to your mom and dad, say, I heard this on Barb's show, can we just have a quick chat about it? And if you know it's going to be too heated, get that third-party person in that can help you have the talk.
Can I tell you how many people I know who have gone through stuff like that recently? Mm-hmm. Where and in one case in particular, when it becomes a capacity issue, yeah. Then it's even more difficult to get things done. And it is that taboo subject that nobody wants to talk about.
And then you're scrambling, Barb. Exactly. Yeah. You're scrambling like, well, there weren't powers of attorney in place. And all of a sudden, mom or dad are in a facility and you can't get government checks cashed. Because remember, this is an age group that still likes their checks. My mom likes her check to come in. They don't want direct deposit. You know, are there documents in a safety deposit box and you don't know where the key is? Again, very, very hard conversation to have. That's why I'm so happy we're talking about it today. And when you're immersed in it, it just envelops your whole life. You're not as productive at work. You're worried about your parents. And it happens fast, right? It can be all of a sudden one is doing well, they break a hip, and boom, things just happen super fast. So get those documents in place. Try to have the conversation. And let your parents know that you don't need to know everything about their finances if that's just a taboo in your family. But introduce them, help them research the right professional, the planner, the lawyer, the accountant, the banker, and help them get those inexpensive, pretty easy documents to get in place. But boy, if they aren't, it can cost you and your family a lot.
Let me ask you this, because I know there are people listening. I hear this sometimes from my audience when I have lawyers in, and people I think, you know, they're experts in their field, yet some people feel like, well, I don't want to pay that person. And I always think, as you said earlier, you're leaving money on the table by not talking to someone who knows all about this stuff.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So when it comes to the certified financial planner, they're absolutely going to look at your whole picture as a blind spot about your parents, about your kids. The lawyer is going to craft documents that might seem expensive, but really in the grand scheme of things, if it's a few hundred dollars or what have you, and it's properly documented, I could hear some of your listeners saying, but I can just go to my bank and get a
right.
power of attorney there.
Right.
Is that enough, though? What's it going to cause down the line for a little bit more for a pro to come in?
All right. Kelly Keene, always great advice. Thank you very much for this.
Thanks, Barb.